Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two acute pulmonary injury cases associated with vaping have been reported in San Bernardino County hospitals. And joining me now for this segment, I have Dr. Aaron Gustafson, the new public health medical director for communicable disease at the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. And we're going to be talking about some of the problems associated with vaping. So thank you very much for joining me today, doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, you are the new medical director at the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. Tell us a little bit about yourself and give us some of your background and how you actually became the new medical director.
Sure. I did my medical residency in preventive medicine and I'm board certified in public health and preventive medicine. I worked in the New York State Department of Health investigating healthcare-associated infections. I then served as deputy health officer and then health officer in Lake County, a small rural county in Northern California. I was excited to find the opportunity as public health medical director for communicable disease and assistant health officer for San Bernardino County because it affords new opportunities to grow in my career and help improve health for even more people in San Bernardino County.
So you've come from a small county to a really big county.
Yes.
So that presents a lot of challenges for you, I imagine.
Yes, those challenges and opportunities.
Now, vaping, that's what we're going to be talking about today, vaping, the vaping epidemic. I don't know if I'd call it an epidemic, but it is becoming a problem and, of course, something of concern. Vaping is growing in popularity, and it's now we're starting to get some reports of health problems caused by vaping. Can you tell us about some of those cases?
Sure. That we have had three cases in San Bernardino County. California overall has had 104 reported cases with two deaths, one in L.A. County and one in Tulare County. There have been 805 cases and at least 12 deaths nationwide as of October 1st. For the three cases in our county, the patients all had symptoms including shortness of breath, chest pain, cough, headache, nausea, and vomiting. Two of the patients had respiratory failure and one had to have a breathing tube placed to assist with respiration. All three of the patients were found to have pneumonia in both lungs on chest x-ray. All three patients had used THC vaping products within 90 days of symptom onset, and one of the patients also used nicotine vaping products. Just to explain, THC is the active component in marijuana, which affects the state of mind. Two of the patients have recovered enough to go home from the hospital, and we are waiting to see the progress of the third patient. It is important to note that teenagers and young adults make up almost half of the people hospitalized with breathing problems from vaping in California. 30% of people in California had to be treated with a mechanical ventilator or life support in the intensive care unit, or ICU. The latest findings in the Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, investigation suggest that products containing THC play a role in the outbreak of lung injuries. Most patients reported using THC-containing products, or both THC-containing products and nicotine-containing products. The specific chemical exposure causing lung injuries remains unknown at this time.
As far as these patients go, will they experience long-term effects from vaping?
We don't know yet because there hasn't been enough time passed to determine the long-term effects. And the long-term effects of vaping are also unknown in general, but these short-term effects are alarming.
Okay. Now, there's also something called dabbing that is becoming popular. What exactly is dabbing?
Sure. Well, dabs are concentrated doses of cannabis that are made by extracting THC and other cannabinoids or substances in the marijuana plant using a solvent like butane or carbon dioxide, resulting in sticky oils, also commonly referred to as wax, shatter, butter, and butane hash oil. Dabbing is the act of using dabs through vaporization. Dabs are heated on a hot surface, usually a nail, and then inhaled through a device called a dab rig or with a pipe.
Now, how do you narrow down the association of an acute lung injury to vaping? How do you actually know or determine that the injury is caused by vaping?
Sure. Well, clinicians survey patients on their history of vaping in the 90 days prior to their symptom onset and rule out other potential causes of their symptoms, primarily infections, and then they determine that there is a probable association with vaping. It's difficult to conclusively determine that the injury is caused by vaping. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, is still researching what tests to run on patient samples that are being saved, as well as testing for potential chemicals in the vaping liquids and devices that could damage the lungs.
And for people who actually do vape, what do you suggest that they do to avoid any pulmonary injuries?
The California Department of Public Health, or CDPH, recommends not vaping at this time. If people do continue to vape, I urge them to avoid buying vaping products on the street, to purchase cannabis products only from licensed businesses whose products are tested, to never modify a store-bought vape product, monitor themselves for respiratory illness, and to seek immediate medical attention if they experience symptoms that may be related to vape products.
Now, for those that are already using e-cigarettes or are already vaping, are there any signs or symptoms that may indicate they are on their way to suffering a pulmonary injury?
Yes. People who use e-cigarette products should monitor themselves for symptoms like coughing, shortness of breath, chest pain, fever, headache, weight loss, and fatigue. Some people may start having digestive issues and then progress to pulmonary symptoms. So watch for diarrhea, loss of appetite, and nausea.
And what do you tell people that are using vaping products, that they're using them mainly to quit smoking? What other alternatives are out there?
People who are trying to quit smoking should use proven treatments, including counseling and FDA-approved medications. Nicotine replacement therapy is another option. These products were approved by the FDA and contain controlled doses of nicotine and have been tested for safety and effectiveness. E-cigarettes and vaping products have not been adequately tested nor approved as tobacco cessation devices. If anyone needs help quitting, they should contact their doctor.
And I also noticed that you tell individuals that are concerned about the harmful effects of e-cigarettes to call the local poison control center for more information. Are you actually classifying an e-cigarette products as poison?
We don't have enough information at this time to classify e-cigarette products as poisons, but while we are determining the cause of these illnesses, we want individuals to contact their local poison control center as a precautionary measure. I would also add that nicotine is a poison at high enough doses, especially for children, if they are exposed to the high concentrations of liquid nicotine found in e-cigarette liquid. Please be cautious and keep these products out of the reach of children.
So now Los Angeles has just passed a bill that will outlaw all flavored vaping products. Do you see flavored vaping products as a problem?
Yes, public health does see it as a major problem. It can encourage young people to use these products and it can mask the dangerous effects. It seems like a fun product and people don't see the dangers.
Okay, now how should the public report any health issues that they suspect are related to tobacco or e-cigarette products?
The public can visit the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA's, online safety reporting portal at www.safetyreporting.hhs.gov to submit their reports.
Give us that website again.
That is www.safetyreporting.hhs.gov.
Okay, and where can we get more information about vaping and e-cigarettes?
You can visit the CDC website at www.cdc.gov or contact the Communicable Disease section at San Bernardino County Public Health at 1-800-722-4794.
And give that phone number once again.
Sure, it's 1-800-722-4794.
And if there's one important point you could make about this vaping problem, what would that be?
I would say avoid vaping at this time. And if you must vape, use licensed products and don't modify.
Okay, Dr. Aaron Gustafson, the new medical director at San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, Communicable Disease. And we've been talking about some of the problems associated with vaping. So thanks once again for joining me today, doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.